Are you single? Are you not single, but you're feeling how modern dating has changed? Dating has changed so much over the years with technology, dating apps, people changing their lifestyles, really focusing on the self. And today we're going to talk about all of this and more. Jessica is back. She and I have talked about infidelity on a couple shows ago, and we also spoke about self-love and what happens after infidelity. And today we're going to talk about dating in the modern world and why it feels so crazy. It's so good to have you back, Jessica. I
Thank
always
you so
love
much.
talking to you.
Thanks so much for having me back on.
Yeah. Amazing. Why do you think modern dating is getting harder? Is the question I want to ask. Or are people more just aware of what they want now? What do you think?
Well, it's a combination of things. Number one, people can be extremely boring, and I think it's so sad and devastating that so many people just want to be taken out to dinner and just eat. It's cool. That's fun. But, it's like, it gets a little messy dating a human being in general. Just being involved with any other humans, it can get complicated. But we're in a time with fast dopamine. There's even more images of sex, of the perfect image of a woman, which has been not just now, but been going on for so long. I don't know. It's just, I think it's really important that we are kind to ourselves and to other people, that that we can focus on ourselves in terms of what we like and what we want and what we will tolerate, what we won't tolerate. And I like what you said about how it wasn't expectations, but there's more people that know what they want. That's true, and that's good. And we have this huge thing of dating online, which makes it easier to just meet people and just to hook up. It's just a wild time. It's like a zoo. But it's when we focus on ourselves and we focus on our interests and we go to places and events and around people who have those kind of similar interests, and when we sit in a faith that what we want is coming to us without worry, and we just kind of are just unattached, then things come to us a lot easier. But the modern dating is the way it conventionally is rather silly to me, and it's just it's it is what it is, but that's just not my style. I like meeting people organically and having things organically process and grow. And it's our just constant dopamine hit of constantly needing, constantly rushing. The opposite of it.
I'm gonna be 42. I'm recently single. It's been about 9 months. What I've learned is that I have had this skewed view of what a healthy relationship is. And so in my 20s and 30s, when I was dating, I always went for like the attractive, the toxic, because it made my body react. And it gave me like exactly what you're saying, that dopamine hit where I was like excited and like shot me up. And then there'd be these lows and highs and lows and highs and lows, where actually a really healthy relationship, when you meet someone, is that your nervous system is calm. And so when I'm around someone that makes me calm, I'm like, I think of them as boring, but really it's not boring. It's like my nervous system feels safe with them. So it's about retraining the way we think a relationship is supposed to be, because there's not supposed to be those ups and downs and spikes. It's actually supposed to be quite, just, I don't know, like not boring, but just
A
calm. I don't know how to
beautiful,
explain it.
friendships are supposed to be a beautiful thing. We're supposed to have amazing interactions, and that doesn't mean sparks flying all the time, but we're supposed to have fun. We're supposed to be laughing. We're supposed to be in loving relationships where we can be ourselves and we're not going to tear each other down. And by the way, you look amazing. I would have never guessed that you're 40. You're almost, in your
Oh, thank
40s. And I mean, you look great. I'm close to my 40s too. So, pretty crazy. I never thought that I would get this far in age and life. Relationships are really supposed to be a beautiful thing, and it's really important that we know who we are and that we know how to respect ourselves and also respect other people. And to really know what our preferences are. And it's not about boundaries, it's preferences. What are our preferences? And I'm not a relationship expert. You know, I'm more of expert with composting and soil and with getting over infidelity. But, you know, I experience, you know, unfavorable things in relationships too. I mean, I'm in a really beautiful relationship with a young man that we're very close in age, but super fun and loving and great. But there's times where I can be the challenge and I'm the one who's causing issues and vice versa. You know, and it all comes down to our attachment and expectations. And when we have these strong expectations and attachments to the way someone's behaving or an outcome, then that's just gonna cause problems in the relationship. You know, any problems that we have in our life are all self-induced. And even though people, other humans, they cause us problems, they cause us annoyances, they do. But I believe that we all have the capability of choosing the way that we feel. And this is something that I'm on a journey on myself, and I'm still working towards mastery of it. Still something that I working on. Like, I get triggered by things on the outside and I'm aware of that, and I'm just kind of processing it. Like, I don't want to be triggered by the things going on outside because I know the truth. And if we're just constantly feeding off of that kind of drama outside of us and drama that's happening in a relationship or an interaction, then I think it's just very important to turn to God. But number one, women are supposed to be, any like the feminine energy, we're supposed to be served. There is things that the masculine energy is supposed to do for us. That's why, you know, relationships nowadays can be so complicated because there is that 50-50, which is absolutely fine, but there is that thing is, you know, women are independent. And so many women want to be too independent. I am independent, and I've wanted to be independent for most of my life. And I'm tired. I need to be taken care of. You know, it's like I can take care of myself, but it just protects and helps my feminine energy when I have a masculine energy doing things for me and providing for me. It supports me. And that's what we need as women. And I believe men's purpose is to serve women. Their life, what is their purpose in life? But of course, humans have their own purpose. Every man has their own purpose. And it doesn't mean that they are supposed to be in this relationship. They are supposed to be providers. But if they do want to get involved with a woman or another, you know, person, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. It's just always the masculine and feminine energies. If they do want to get involved, they have to be clear about their how they roll in life. Because not everyone is monogamous. Not everyone wants these same relationship things. And it's us building these, not us, but just a lot of people in general. A lot of women building up these stories in their minds about a person, about the person they're in a relationship with, that the other person has no idea about and doesn't even believe it.
100%. It's so interesting because I told you before we started recording that I was dating again, and I'm going on a date with this guy I met online this weekend, and I only knew his first name. And as a joke yesterday, I said, "You know, I know nothing about you, and for some reason that feels so amazing because I get to go meet this person without any story in my mind of who I think this person is, because all I know about them is like just this very, very small things." Because I find it in this modern society that people want, it's like a job interview when you go on a date, and people want like to check boxes, but those boxes actually don't mean anything because it comes down to like an energetic connection and a connection of who you two are and how compatible you actually are as human beings. So the job, the money, those things don't matter. What really matters, in my opinion, is values and the way you live your life and what you want and just universal attraction. And I'm not saying attraction as in like attractiveness. I'm saying I've met people who aren't physically attracted by societal standards, yet there was something about them that I was just so turned on by. And I find that so interesting. But then my logical mind steps in And it's like, oh, but you're not attracted to them, right? So it's this push and pull of unlearning things and just following the heart space, which I find really difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot of things pulling our energies everywhere. This
Yeah.
way it's there are ways to have a match in a relationship.
What was
And
it like for you? I mean, you went through infidelity and now you're in this beautiful relationship. How did that happen? You know, like how did you make it through and find the next person and leave the past behind?
well, it's still like a progression, you know, it's like I'm over infidelity. Like, I don't care anymore at all from my love, you know, my marriage of 10 years and the last relationship I was in, which was a couple years ago, you know. So time helps, and just moving on and accepting how it is and just letting go and surrendering. I don't know. It was just a very cosmic meeting with me and my boyfriend, and we're very, you know, we love each other very much. You know, but we're kind of in a transition to becoming friends. And but how we met was just, it was like a coordination of years in the making. And it's just, it was a very cosmic thing. Like his mother was my therapist 10 years ago when I was so married, when I was married. And I
Wild.
never met him. And he used to bike and skateboard at this school in front of my house that I lived at for almost 5 years or something. But it was so weird because I saw a video of him at that school. And I remember in my past, remember watching them make that, record that video.
Weird.
And I've officially met, like, officially met him in 20 beginning of 2024 at a clothing exchange party. And you know, I just kind of like turned around, and I was topless, and I was at my friend's house. And I'm a free person, I'm kind of a nudist too, so, and it's a safe place, you know. I'm not doing that now, I'm just in front of anyone, but around safe places, that around those kind of communities. I just like, I turned around, and as soon as I turned, he just like walked into that house at the same exact time, and we just like locked eyes, and we're like, and I was like, "Hi, I'm Jessica." And he was like, he just, you know, was very respectful and like put his head down. He was like, "Oh, hi, you know, I'm Andrew." And I didn't really have any kind of interest in him whatsoever, but he just, you know, kind of kept ties on me in a way that, I don't know, we would just keep running into each other. Like, we ran into each other the last minute. One day I was walking to go feed some ants. There's like this ant hill in the ground that I found, and I just go and I sit and observe the ants, and I feed them sometimes. And on the after the ant hill, there is a Buddha statue that I found to pray at. And it was the second day I was going to do this, and on my way to see the ants and the Buddha, he drove by me, and we just started, you know, a couple days later we went on a date, and I left town after that, and we just started seeing each other after that. And it's just like a lot of magical things. Like, he is a multifaceted person. Like, he's pro skateboard, BMX, skating. He does so many different things. He has so many capabilities with his body. He draws, he plays music, he does all of these things, and very childlike. He knows so much about music, about jazz and old hip hop and just music from an older time. He knows so much about movies and a lot of different things. And it's just, it's never a boring conversation with him. He's very childlike, and it's a lot of laughter, a lot of goofing around, a lot of joking around. But there is, you know, there's always a double-sided sword to everything. You know, he has his own thing. And, you know, he has a lot of self-doubt, even though he has so many capabilities. And he's kind of like locally famous. Like, you can't go anywhere with him without people screaming his name and stopping, and him knowing 10 people on the way to anywhere. And, you know, he has this just a lot of self-doubt, like, in him, regardless of his skills and regardless of how much he is loved and how much he loves other people and how much he just does for community around him. You know, his thing is, he doesn't really have any expectation. He doesn't think anyone owes him anything. And he's very unconditional about love and just being himself. Like, he doesn't see very many things wrong with himself, even though he hurt himself. He's an athlete, and a lot of athletes have that. You know, I'm an athlete as well, and I can be hard on myself when it comes to the sports that I do. And he does the same thing. It's just like, I don't know, something that an athlete's curse, I guess. But he's a very amazing person, though I love him so much. He's my family. I don't have any family. And that's another thing about relationships is like, how is our relationships with our family and our friends and our coworkers and the way we handle technology? Our relationship with everything matters. It's not just dating.
Because we can't put all of our energy towards one human being and expect them to fill all of our buckets,
Exactly.
because A, that is not healthy, and B, that makes us so reliant on that person in a way that is unhealthy, that if they ever left, God forbid they passed away, or
Well,
it doesn't work out.
they will pass away because we all
Yeah.
pass.
And then
That's
we
just
don't
life.
know who we are without them. So I think it's such an important balance to keep our individuality and see them as separate from us still. But I think everyone's dream and everyone is searching for true love, an authentic kind of love where there is that playfulness and where you can be best friends with someone. I think there's a new ideal, which is making it so much harder these days because people want to be authentic and they don't want those past relationships like my parents, went through or are in, where you stay in a marriage no matter what. Like, people want everything these days.
Yeah. Well, I believe in oneness and that we all come from the same source. So I don't, we are different physical entities, like physical bodies,
Yeah.
of course. And having that, it's just, it all comes down to attachment. You know, there was that young girl, Alyssa Liu, who recently won the ice skating Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she's 18, but so young, but so wise
Yeah.
at that young age. And she talks about how she's connected to everything, but unattached to everything. And that's the way we're supposed to live in life, is not really have all these expectations and all of these things that put us in bondage, you
Yeah,
know?
it's like
And
I think I talked about my water bottle. Like, I had this very unhealthy attachment to a water bottle, and it's an object. And then I remember a man making me feel a certain way, and I put a lot of onus on that. And then I was attached to that feeling because I thought it was him, but really it was something in me that was ignited. So learning to let go of all those attachments is it's powerful, but it's really hard to do.
yeah, because we're not enlightened, and that's the only way that we're going to be able to let it go is to become enlightened. And I'm not going to become enlightened this lifetime, most likely. Most people aren't, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to have unhealthy attachments. It's okay to feel sad or afraid of being alone. There's nothing wrong with anything that represents wellness. But it's though it to something I like to call, this is what I teach in the Uncheated Code, to help women overcome the infidelity, is this internal oasis. It's where we are responsible for our own emotions. We are responsible for our internal state. We experience, there's so many things in this world. There's war going on in places. There's terrible things going on in this world, but there is are more good and beautiful things going on in this world. The noise is negative and it's very distracting. But it's how we handle our mind and how we handle our focus. Where is our focus? Where is our mind? And these are things that we can work on. But no matter what, even if we're having that negative experience, there's nothing wrong with it. And the grace that we can give ourselves comes from not shaming ourselves and not being so hard on ourselves. Like, we just gotta let go. Like, I'm kind of going through in life in general. Right now, I have a heightened negative experience because of multiple things going on in my life. And there, I feel immense stress by it. It's like I'm doing my best to turn to my internal oasis. You know, and I'm not doing every single thing that I know like these spiritual truths that I know, like meditation, breath work, practicing sitting in faith instead of sitting in worry and just thinking about the past. I'm not always doing those things, you know? And it's the truth is, it's like being a human being on this earth is challenging. And if we're in this world where we're conditioned and we're taught all of these things that aren't true, because a lot of our beliefs are not true, especially about relationships. Relationships are supposed to be a loving thing. They're not supposed to be all of these expectations of this, you know, this kind of title or this kind of job or this kind of things that someone is supposed to be doing. We have all of these expectations put on us since we're kids, and that's not true to life. As children, we knew how to be free, and we lose that freedom because of the conditioning. And so we put all of these bondages on ourselves and other people, and that is just, it's okay. It
Yeah.
happens, and it's okay, but it's like it's okay. It's happening. And the way through it is literally just letting go and stop caring, letting go of needing things to be a certain way and people to be and do a certain thing, and just whatever, fuck it. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Yeah,
We're too strict in this life.
the first relationship that we learn from is our parents or whoever raised us. And whatever was modeled to us built the foundation of our view and version of what a relationship is. And so if you were raised by people, parents, whoever raised you, and it was a toxic relationship, and there was a lot of negativity and a lot of, you know, earning of love or non-communication, we grow up and we think that that's okay and normal. And then so we put ourselves in these situations where they're not the best for us because that's what was mirrored to us. And then we have to learn, like I said earlier, unlearn those truths and understand what it actually means to be in a relationship. Man, relationships are tough. You know, it's like a double-edged sword because I'm like I said, single. And it's like I want to be with someone, but then I also love my independence so much. And sometimes I find when I'm in a relationship, I lose myself. And I don't know if that's part of the awakening that that person is doing for me, but I don't know. It's so challenging.
Well, that's good that you know that aspect about yourself. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. And relationships with, yeah, it they don't have to be tough. It doesn't have to be this hard. And it's just we complicate life. Life is very simple. And our main focus should be on the environment and our relationships. We should stop trying to populate. Honestly, we have enough humans on this earth and we'll be fine for some time. Relationships are supposed to be a beautiful thing, but let's take a look at Alyssa Liu. She is a great example because she was brought up with a father who used surrogates for, I don't think she has an actual, I don't, I could be completely wrong. I don't know her entire story, but I know that she was, her father, you know, had six surrogate mothers. I don't know if it was the same woman or what, but he has six kids from surrogate mothers. He has a law, he owns a law firm. So she came into a family with a father who knew how to liberate his mind, who knew how to be free in his mind, who knew how to use his mind, not just for power, but rather exploration of life. And he took her around the world. He provided things for her so that she was healthy and that she had an athletic training, which, you know, taught her discipline since she was younger. She does talk about how she was starved, not, you know, anorexic, but she, especially in the dance world, ballerinas and skate figures, they can be, you know, very strict on them about their weight, which is just the way it is in the sport. But she's totally been making an impact on figure skating. I can't even speak. But she had all of these things since she was born that showed her security. She had security in money since she was born. She had security in a father that loved her. And she had, whether he had nannies or other women come into or other family members come into the life, I don't know her exact full story, but she had a lot of security. So that allowed her, and she had a lot of health. She had healthy eating. Her dad didn't feed her junk food, didn't feed her fast food. So we can come from a broken home with broken parents and a broken family and unhealthy lifestyle, and we can transition ourselves to a healthier one with healthier attachments and more not just healthy, but more secure, and that we're okay with being alone. And that take those hard times that you're talking about and that we talk about, a lot of people talk about more than the good times, because that's the way we're trained, is to focus on the negative instead of the positive.
Yeah. Getting rid of the expectations. Like, that's so important. So incredibly important. That's what's keeping me sane in the dating world right now, is going out on these dates, but not having any expectations. Man, it's just, it's so wild out there. I don't know. I was literally just on this date with this guy, and I swear he was like a CIA agent or something. He was like paranoid the whole time that people were listening to our conversation. And he spent the whole time looking around, looking to see if people were listening to what we were talking about. And I wasn't asking him super personal information, but it was like, he was so awkward in the space and so paranoid about something. And in my mind, I was like, what is happening right now? And I transformed the whole environment into a movie. I'm like, okay, you're in a movie right now. This is just a movie scene. You're going to get through this. So learning not to have expectations, because in the past, any date that I would go on, I'd be like, oh my God, this could be the one. And then it would just set myself up for disappointment.
Yeah, having no expectations is very important. And that does help.
It's so hard to do.
But in the hard times and our hard experiences,
that are just CIA agents. I'm sorry, I talked about him.
He's not a CIA agent. A CIA, no, no, CIA no, agent I, would act like that. I know, but it's like, he was just paranoid.
I was like, why are you? I know, maybe you smoked too much weed or something before.
Sounds like he was a little paranoid. And yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what? It's really good to know yourself and to know how to have fun instead of these generic questionings like, how are you? What do you do for work? Questions. And it's just like, there are ways to have a free flowing conversation. And I can be a difficult person, and I do my best to be kind. I am kind. I don't harass people, and I don't hate on people. But I can be challenging to have a conversation with some people, because people always ask about my tattoos. People always ask about all these questions about me. And it's like, do you know how many people ask me these questions? You know, and it's like, we have these amazing brains that have so much intelligence and so much capability to create and to expand. And I'm on a journey to expanding my mind so I can create more and use my mind in a very powerful way that's empowering and that is freeing. And us continuing in conversations of the dull questions of, and making sure we have the societal stature of success and feelings of safety, or, you know, feeling that you're safe to be around. It's like, it's a feeling. A serial killer can answer any questions like a normal person, and then they invite you over and they kill you. Not going to happen. That doesn't happen to a lot of people. But I'm just saying, don't always trust lip service and words. Trust your feelings. Uh-huh. Does your straw have holes in the top so you can drink?
Yeah, it's like an...
Oh my God! It's the way to drink from a straw. Oh
my God. Yeah, it's super cool. It's an interesting thing. I always distract people.
Can you drink from the other end?
You can. Yeah. If you plug this bowl. Yeah. It's so interesting. Yeah. The company did a great job on marketing for this, because it's very attention getting. That's for sure.
I love that. It just blew my mind right now.
Yeah. But I mean, ultimately relationships are tough. Dating in today's world is tough. Not to mention going through past relationships, getting through those, letting go of all the trauma from that. But I truly believe that we can all be happy and find someone. I just think, like we talked about, we have to let go of those expectations and just be true with how we feel. Like you said, we know if someone's going to kill us, Like if I'm with a murderer in my gut, I'm gonna not feel safe. And it's about learning to listen to those gut feelings and to go with them and distinguish between, am I feeling fear right now or am I uncomfortable? If is my nervous system not settling? Okay, if this person is making me uncomfortable, then I shouldn't go on another date with them. So it doesn't matter what they do for a living. It matters how they make you feel and how they make your nervous system settle.
Yeah. So dating and relationships are not tough. There are these metaphysical truths and energetic truths that, if that's our perspective, that's what we're going to get. So if we
Yeah.
change our perspective and we see things in a different way and we truly feel that, then we will have a different experience. Though the number one thing, not everyone doesn't want to find the one. Not everyone feels that way. And I think the one that we're really looking for is ourself and
Yeah,
our soul. It
one
has nothing to
thousand
do with
percent.
another person. But the thing is like other people have the capability of making us feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's important that we listen to our nervous system. There was this guy that I met. There's this thing called TNR, Tuesday Night Bike Ride, and it's this huge bike ride, and not just traditional biking with that whole gear, but it's just like regular people on BMX bikes, regular bikes just going around cruising from a university all the way through our town for hours in the nighttime. And there was this guy that I met. He was so cool. He's one of my boyfriend's friends, and he had such good vibes. He had like incense on his bike. He had good music all the time. It always smelled so good, whenever he rode by. And he was so cool. And he is this very talented artist. He makes very beautiful, creative things with metal. And I told him, I was like, oh, that, I mean, he told me about it. I was like, oh, I really need some, work in my yard. I need, a little bit more coverage and privacy in my yard. And he came over and did two consultations about like the fence. And I called him one day and I was like, hey, I was hoping that we can brainstorm on ideas because I'm not really settled on this idea that we've decided to do. And ever since I said that, he started becoming very short with me, very rude with me, and hanging up on me, which was strange because I'm like, well, I thought you were you're like a homie and someone that I wanted, like an artist and someone that, wanted to do this work for me or with me in my house. And every time after that, I was around him, I started feeling like really nervous inside of myself. And I am working towards growing that internal independence of feeling secure in myself, no matter what is happening around me. But I'm growing to that. So, and that was something within myself. I was like, this guy has shown me three times that it's not safe for me to make a change. That he's
Right.
gonna bully me or do something else. And it's like, I don't want to be around that. So that is just an example of what it feels like a nervous system kind of thing. But, my mom, my whole family has disowned me. My family will not speak to me, my entire family. And my mom will no longer speak to me. And she told me it's because when she's around me, her nervous system becomes a wreck. And it's like, me, your daughter? Like, I have no intentions of harming you or wanting to do any of these things to tear you down. But because I tell you to not tell you, but it's like I advocate for you to get a divorce from a man that you do not want to be with, my stepdad. Like, I advocate for you to get better treatment from my sister who has a, who is mentally ill and abuses my mom. Those are some of the, could be some of the reasons, but I don't know. But I have that effect on other people too. Like, I am not perfect. Like, I cause that pain in someone else.
Yeah, you
This is
never
why I
know.
think it's so important that we learn to think for ourselves and to learn how to feel good on our own, to
Yeah.
feel just neutral at least on our own, and to not take things so personal, not hold other people responsible for the way that we feel. But those are just two personal examples that I have experienced of me feeling that feeling, and then someone that I love and that's supposed to be in my life not wanting to be around me because they say that I now have that effect on them.
Yeah, it's so important. And thank you for sharing that personal information. Jessica, I would love to talk more about all of this. I'd love for you to share more about what you do and to let people know where they can find more information about your eco culture and the infidelity stuff.
Yeah, thanks for listening. So I mostly focused on compost, and I know I had the company called Ecocultura, but I just rebranded and renamed it to Compost Cultura, and that is across the board, compostcultura.org. You can find that hashtag out on YouTube and Instagram at Compost Cultura. And with the Uncheated Code, it's just a course for women that are overcoming infidelity and that want to just do it in a healthy spiritual way and be free from that pain that can just that gut-wrenching pain. You can find me on my for that specifically on my website magneticsoulhealing.org and across the board again on YouTube and Instagram at Magnetic Soul Healing on both platforms. So kid, check that out. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What a fun conversation. I mean, I love chatting with you because it's always so real and so down to earth and I think really relatable. So I appreciate you showing up today and just being authentic.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having me.
And to the audience, thank you for tuning in. If you have any stories to share, please share them in the comments below. We will continue talking more about this crazy dating world and so many more topics on future episodes. Have a good weekend, everyone.